1 Chronicles 2:18 through 1 Chronicles 4:4. Now Caleb, the son of Hezron, had sons by Azubah his wife, and by Jerioth, and these were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore to him Hur. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezalel. Later, Hezron had relations with the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he had married when he was 60 years old. And she bore to him Segub. Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took the villages of Jair from them, with Kenath and its villages 60 settlements. All of these were the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron and Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, Hezron's wife, bore to him Asher, the father of Tekoa. Now the sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram the firstborn, then Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam were Shemai and Jada. And the sons of Shemai were Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore to him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Apaim, and Seled died without sons. The son of Apaim was Ishi, and the son of Ishi was Shishan, and the son of Shishan, Alai. The sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan, and Jether died without sons. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Now Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. Sheshan also had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jara. Sheshan gave his daughter to his servant Jara in marriage, and she bore to him Attai. Attai fathered Nathan. Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ephlal. Ephlal fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu. Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez. Helez fathered Eliasa. Eliasa fathered Sismai. Sismai fathered Shalum. Shalum fathered Jechemiah. And Jechemiah fathered Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, were Mesha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and his son was Mereshah, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tapua, Rekem, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, the father of Jorkiam, and Rekem fathered Shemai. The son of Shemai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzer. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, gave birth to Haran, Moza, and Gazez. And Haran fathered Gazez. The sons of Jedai were Rejem, Jotham, Jeshan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. Makkah, Caleb's concubine, gave birth to Sheber and Tirhana. She also gave birth to Shaph, the father of Madmana, Shiva, the father of Machbena, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aksah. These were the sons of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn, Ephrathah, were Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Harith, the father of Beth-Gedder. Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, had sons, Heroe, half of the Manahathites, and the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishrites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtathites. The sons of Salma were Bethlehem and the Netophathites, Atroth Beth Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites. The families of the scribes who lived at Jabez were the Tirathites, the the Shemaiathites, and the Succothites. Those are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Now these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess. The second was Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelitess. The third was Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth was Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth was Shephatiah, by Abital. The sixth was Ithream, by his wife Eglah. Six were born to him in Hebron, and he reigned there for 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned for 33 years. These were the children born to him in Jerusalem: Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, and Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliad, and Eliphelet. Nine. All these were the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. Now Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Then Abijah was his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, and Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan the firstborn, the second was Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, and the fourth Shallum. The sons of Jehoiakim were his son Jeconiah and his son Zedekiah. The sons of Jeconiah, the prisoner, were his son Shealtiel and Malkarim, Padiah, Shenazar, Jechmiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Padiah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam and Hananiah, and Shelemith was their sister, and Hashubah, Ohel, Barashiah, Hasadiah, and Jusha Hesed, five. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatiah and Jeshai. The sons of Raphiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah. The descendants of Shechaniah were Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah were Hattush, Igal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat. 6. The sons of Neriah were Elionai, Hizkiah, Azrakam. 3. The sons of Elionai were Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani. 7. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reah, the son of Shobal, fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ahumai, and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister was Hazalelpani. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Matthew 5. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in this same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by people. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Your light must shine before the people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not presume that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke of a letter shall pass from the law, until it is all accomplished. Therefore, whoever nullifies one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness far surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that the ancients were told, "You shall not murder," and whoever commits murder shall be answerable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be answerable to the court, and whoever says to his brother, "You good for nothing," shall be answerable to the Supreme Court, and whoever says, "You fool," shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. Therefore, if you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering. Come to good terms with your accuser quickly, while you are with him on the way to court, so that your accuser will not hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you will not be thrown into prison. Truly I say to you, you will not come out of there until you have paid up the last quadrants. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Now if your right eye is causing you to sin, tear it out and throw it away from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand is causing you to sin, cut it off and throw it away from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Now it was said, "Whoever sends his wife away is to give her a certificate of divorce." But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the reason of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard the ancients were told, "You shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord." But I say to you, take no oath at all, neither by heaven, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Nor shall you take an oath by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. But make sure your statement is yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil origin. You have heard that it was said, "Eye for an eye, and tooth for a tooth." But I say to you, do not show opposition against an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other toward him also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may prove yourselves to be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors, do they not do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Even the Gentiles, do they not do the same? Therefore, you shall be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Acts 4. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in prison until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem, and Annas, the high priest, was there, and Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of high priestly descent. When they had placed them in the center, they began to inquire, "By what power, or in what name, have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are on trial today for a benefit done to a sick man, as to how this man has been made well, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among mankind by which we must be saved." Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. But when they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, "What are we to do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it will not spread any further among the people, let's warn them not to speak any longer to any person in this name." And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, make your own judgment. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." When they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding no basis on which to punish them, on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. For the man on whom this miracle of healing had been performed was more than 40 years old. When they had been released, they went to their own companions and reported everything that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices to God with one mind and said, "Lord, it is you who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said, 'Why were the nations insolent, and the peoples plotting in vain? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together, against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and purpose predestined to occur. And now, Lord, look at their threats, and grant it to your bondservants, to speak your word with all confidence, while you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak the word of God with boldness. And the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all the things were common property to them. And with great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all. For there was not a needy person among them, for all who were owners of land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet, and they would be distributed to each to the extent that they had any need. Now Joseph, a Levite of Cyprian birth, who was called Barnabas by the apostles, which translated means son of encouragement, owned a tract of land. So he sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Proverbs 2:12-22. To rescue you from the way of evil, from a person who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil, and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked, and who are devious in their ways, to rescue you from the strange woman, from the foreign woman who flatters with her words, who leaves the companion of her youth, and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they reach the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of good people, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be eliminated from the land, and the treacherous will be torn away from it. Psalm 5. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning I will present my prayer to you and be on the watch. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil can dwell with you. The boastful will not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do injustice. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord loathes the person of bloodshed and deceit. But as for me, by your abundant graciousness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there is nothing trustworthy in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them pay, God. Have them fall by their own schemes. Scatter them in the multitude of their wrongdoings, for they are rebellious against you. But rejoice, all who take refuge in you. Sing for joy forever, and may you shelter them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For you bless the righteous person, Lord. You surround him with favor as a shield.